an anonymous question from Brooklyn, New York. I understand the concept of Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral Torah. How can there be two different opinions on a halachic matter and both of them be 100% true? Is sheathing panim la Torah, that there are 70 facets to Torah, the only way to explain? No, that is not the way to explain how both of them can be 100% true. The way they're both true is that God, when he gave us the Torah, told us that if we have questions in the Torah and things that aren't clear, that we do not go to a prophet, nor do we go and ask God directly, because he won't reveal to us. He gave us a system where bona fide Torah scholars were given the tools to be able to learn and resolve questions in the Torah according to various rules that were given based on their deep scholarship and their impeccable character traits. And if a authentic, bona fide Torah scholar uses the rules properly, then the conclusions that he comes to are bona fide Torah. If another Torah scholar comes to different conclusions, that's also bona fide Torah. Then the same God told us that when you have two different opinions, then there are ways of resolving which opinion should be followed. And there are various rules that govern that. So all of it is part of the process that God gave us, and every part of the process is true. However, what we actually follow, there are rules to that part of the process too, when there are different opinions, how to ascertain which opinion to follow. And therefore, your other question, in addition, if someone wanted to choose a rabbi to guide them with their religious life, if every rabbi thought differently, though different are all MS or all true, how come we can't pick and choose if it's all MS? The answer is that part of the process is that you can't just take here and take there, but you have to follow one halachic authority who then will make the decisions for you based on the rules that are given of when there are questions, how to decide the various questions. But every person has to have a rav, a halachic decider that he goes to in every instance, and that person is his mentor and is his the one who decides halacha for him. That's also part of the process.